The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers back to another episode of The Challenges of Youth on your Madani channel الحمد لله رب العالمين. On this program we usually discuss various challenges that the youth tend to face and some Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So for today too, we have a beautiful topic of discussion, and that is keeping up with our Islamic identity. Keeping up with our Islamic identity. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But before we go further into that topic, we're first going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So enjoy this beautiful kalam and let it take our hearts, our spirits, our imagination and tasawwurat to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwarah. And immediately after this kalam, inshallah, we will go further into our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina,
Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah, Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah, kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Shayda mere nabi ka sab gun guna rahenge nagma mere nabi ka sab gun guna rahenge nagma mere nabi ka
har har qadam pe hogi lutf o karam ki barish har har qadam pe hogi lutf o karam ki barish
jannat se kam nahi hai rasta mere nabi ka jannat se kam nahi hai rasta mere nabi ka
sab gun guna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka tayba ko ja raha hai shayda mere nabi ka sab gun guna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka sab gun guna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka
yu jannati safar ka aagaaz ho raha hai yun jannati safar ka aagaaz ho raha hai
daste karam hai in par rakha mere nabi ka daste karam hai in par rakha mere nabi ka
sab gun guna rahe hai nagma mere nabi ka tayba ko ja raha hai shayda mere nabi ka sab gun guna rahe hai nagma mere nabi ka sab gun guna rahe hai nagma mere nabi ka
sab haajiyon ke lab par zikr e nabi gajari sab haajiyon ke lab par zikr e nabi gajari
hai mehfil e haram mein charcha mere nabi ka hai mehfil e haram mein charcha mere nabi ka
sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka tayba ko ja raha hai shayda mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka
paaye nabi ki khushboo hai ab bhi har gali mein paaye nabi ki khushboo hai ab bhi har gali mein
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا، کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
طیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری، سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری،
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا، ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
طیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت، حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت،
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا، جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
طیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا، عشق و ادب میں ڈھل کر میرا سلام کہنا،
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا، جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
طیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر، اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر،
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا، لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
طیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, how much of serenity, peace, tranquility we feel when we listen to the beautiful kalams in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in memory of the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, the cities of Makkatul Mukarramah. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. May Allah azza wa jalla take us all to the blessed lands, along with our families and our murshid al-kareem. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our honorable viewers of Madani channel, today's discussion is keeping up with our Islamic identity. Now, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us, to the believers, the most beautiful and excellent example to follow. And Alhamdulillah, that is our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal has told us in the Holy Quran regarding the excellent example that is found for us in the being of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jal has told us that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you will find that Allah Azza wa Jal has encouraged us to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for indeed his example is the most perfect, excellent example. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us in so many ways by us looking towards him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his way is the perfect way. His appearance is the perfect appearance. His blessed name is the perfect name. His way of speech is the perfect speech. His blessed dressing is the perfect dressing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So if we want to find what we should look like, how we should behave, how we should walk, how we should talk, it's all in the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the blessed life and in the blessed seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one beautiful thing that we can see, there are many beautiful things, but look at the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful name, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This too is amazing. This name is amazing in so many ways. However, alhamdulillah, among those things that are so unique about this name is that in the world, the name Muhammad is the most common name. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has spread the name of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the world. But no matter where you go, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, you are going to find someone by the name Muhammad as well, in memory of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the beautiful thing about this is when a child has a good name linked to a blessed personality, then we find that the child has someone to look up towards and to follow and to read about and to try to emulate that personality. And who could be better for us to emulate than the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So glad tidings to those who name their children Muhammad. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you have named your child by the blessed name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your child then has so much to read about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are hopeful that that child will now try to follow the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom he has been named after. For daughters, it is wonderful to name them after those personalities who were close to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that they too, they have someone to read about and someone to learn about their lifestyle. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, like the beautiful names of Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and other Sahabiyat as well. So subhanallah, we learn the importance of beautiful Islamic names. Now this is also extremely important for us in keeping our identity as Muslims, to keep good and Islamic names. We find that from time to time, in some countries more than others, but many places and many a times, that people would rather introduce themselves by some name which is not just an Islamic name, but rather a nickname. This, unfortunately, does not give off the impression of the pride that we are supposed to have in us being Muslims. Now, this is not a negative pride in us feeling that we are better than others. No, no. But the fact that we are happy, the fact that we are feeling good about us holding on to the deen of Islam and us being Muslims, we'd find, unfortunately, that someone's name is a beautiful name like Muhammad. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. But many youngsters, they would rather nickname themselves as Mo or some other sort of nickname which doesn't have any special meaning, in which there is no speciality, whilst we can have beautiful names like Muhammad, the beautiful name like Abdullah. And what a wonderful meaning that has to the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are things that we need to try to hold on to. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us. Many of us were born in Muslim families and we have good Muslim names. This is something that we need to hold on to. In other countries, or in many countries throughout the world, you will find that Muslims have a certain attire or a certain garb which is known as the garb of Muslims in that country. For example, this beautiful silsila is being shot from South Africa, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And in South Africa, it is well known that Alhamdulillah, we wear the jubba, or we would wear a kurta, or some sort of garb that many Muslims wear. And we try to follow the garb of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and similar as we can to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had usually covered his blessed head, And the sunnah is to wear an amama sharif, alhamdulillah. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you are dressed in the garb of the Muslims and a beautiful amama as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon your head and with the beard for menfolk, this too is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have lengthened his beard, to have encouraged the lengthening of the beard, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep a blessed beard, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So, us following that and following in those footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a beautiful Islamic identity. Yes, there are so many wisdoms to it, but it gives us an Islamic identity. From time to time, we find that people tend to move away from this instead. They might not want to wear a jubbah or a kurta or some sort of dress that the Muslims usually wear. They would not want to wear an amama upon their head, whilst knowing as well that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a turban and amama upon his head. Some may not want to keep a beard. For what reason, I ask? Really, for what reason is it that we would move away from such wonderful practices? Is it that people are ashamed of the deen they follow? No, we are not ashamed of the deen we follow. In fact, we are very happy to be Muslims and we are very proud to be Muslims. The Muslim nation, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, is such a nation that you would find so happy and so proud of their deen, that they wish to spread their deen. Our deen is such a beautiful deen that we wish and we desire that the entire world sees the beauty of Islam and that they all come towards the beautiful religion that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has propagated. So we love our deen so much, we are so proud to be Muslims, then why is it that in many parts of the world, many people, especially the youth, however it's not limited to the youth, that they tend to try to move away from the attire or the garb of the general Muslims or the garb following the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, we try to dress like other nations, like other people, and sometimes similar to other religious dresses. That is not good for us. We should be very proud of our attire. We should be very proud of the blessed beard, which is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Islamic sisters, there is the covering of the entire body. Alhamdulillah, the covering of the body, the proper parada, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. This is too from the way of the azwaj mutahharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the way of the sahabiyat radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. And this too is part of our apparent Islamic identity. Yes, within ourselves, we are strong in Iman, alhamdulillah. We try to be strong in Iman. On the outside as well, it's of utmost importance that we also show ourselves as a Muslim nation. And in many countries throughout the world, you would find that Muslims might not be in the majority. However, when you see many people within the community wearing Islamic attire, then even the non-Muslims of that community see that the Muslims are strong and they see the strength in Islam. Sometimes you would find in some parts of the world, Muslim minorities may actually go through difficult times. Sometimes they may be put through difficulty, they may be hurt. So in some places, may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, they may even be put under very severe difficulties. But if the Muslims of those areas all try to get together and show themselves as Muslims, then automatically in the eyes of the rest of the population, Islam would look and seem strong, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And that serves as a deterrent for anyone to harm or to hurt any Muslim. Because now when they look towards the Muslims, they see a very large force. Even though the community may not be as large of Muslims, however, if all those Muslims had identified openly as Muslims, shown through their dress, through their way, through their attire, etc., through them attending the salahs in the masjid, that they are Muslims, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will give a very strong and a good impression of Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. So we should try that on the outside as well, with our names, when we introduce ourselves, our dressing, our way with people should be the way of Muslims, should be in keeping with the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have anything that we are shy of or that we try to shun ourselves away from the rest of the public. No. There are so many beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you would find when people who are not yet Muslims see it, they're actually attracted to it. And this brings honor. Really, it brings honor. You would find that when you dress the attire of the Muslims as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings so much of honor. It brings so much of dignity.
you are saved from so many difficulties and saved from so many calamities and sins as well. Just keeping of the beard, dressing Islamically, ensuring that the trousers or the lower garment or the qamis, the kurta or the jubba is above the ankles as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, drawing the tresses as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wearing an amama as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it saves us from many sins. If someone wanted to listen to music which is impermissible to listen to, now he would be worried to play music because others are looking towards him and he is dressed in Islamic attire doing something un-Islamic. So how wonderful is this Islamic attire? It saved us from listening to music which is impermissible. If someone is dressed in Islamic attire, will they enter a place that is selling, that is producing alcohol in which people are drinking wine or alcohol? No. They will feel ashamed to move towards such a place. Will they move towards any area in which sins are widespread? No, they would feel ashamed to move towards that. So see how just us dressing as believers, just us holding on to our apparent identity as Muslims, saves us from many evils. It saves us from many bad things. And alhamdulillah, this attire has a trust that it builds in people's hearts. I once heard a person mentioning that when they wanted a lift and they would hitchhike, then they would take out a topi or a hat, the hat that Muslims normally wear in that area, and place it upon their head, and then try to stop someone to give them a lift, and people would stop. Now I ask, how come people would stop at that point? It's because they see that it is a Muslim person, and it is known that alhamdulillah, Muslim people are peace-loving. Muslim people are not to harm anyone. And thus, people would stop and would be willing to give that person a lift, willing to give that person a ride until his destination, because they feel safe in that person's presence. Now, if you are going to abandon the attire that we should be having, then we lose many of these benefits. And unfortunately, the biggest loss is moving away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to dress the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to dress. And in that lies success. That actually makes people look very good. You would find that some youngsters, especially, would shave the beard. And you may ask, when would you keep a beard? And they would say, after I get married. Why is that? Do we think that the beard does not look good? It's from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the best looking thing, subhanallah. It makes you look splendid, because who is the most beautiful person to have ever walked the earth? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if he had a blessed beard upon his face, that means that the beard makes you look beautiful. It means that the beard makes you look handsome. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore a blessed amama sharif, it means that the amama sharif would make us look handsome. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most handsome personality. He's the best looking personality. He's the most attractive personality. He's the personality that not just the eyes but our hearts move towards. And if we are going to emulate him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are going to look good. Then we are going to feel good, and then we are going to give good impressions unto other people as well. You'd find that people would flock to the one who follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, outwardly and inwardly. The one who does not have a pride, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us not to have pride. The one who has a soft character, because that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. The one who is wonderful and humble and soft and kind to people, people flock towards them. The one who lives their life, dresses, walks, talks, eats, drinks the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did and the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught. That is the kind of person that is the magnet within the world that attracts people and people move towards them. Also remember, as youth, that the way we are, that is how we attract people. How we appear, that is what we attract. If you want to attract people of good deeni standing, people who are religious people, then we need to be religious too. If you want to attract people who dress according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dress Islamically, then we need to dress Islamically. For those youth who feel that I will not adopt an Islamic appearance and after I marry, then I will adopt an Islamic appearance, then think, who are you going to attract in order to get married? You want to attract someone who has an Islamic appearance, who has a deeni conscience within them. You need to develop that. You need to develop a dini conscience. You need to develop an Islamic appearance. You need to develop an Islamic way. And inshallah azza wa jal, when you do so, you will attract someone who is inclined towards deen. Otherwise, if you were to leave the Islamic way, the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then think that after we marry, then we will change towards being good Muslims and following the sunnah, then who are we going to attract? Are we going to attract people who are inclined towards deen if our way is not a way of deen? No. Indeed, we are going to attract people who are not inclined towards deen. And if we attract someone who's disinclined towards deen, then after marriage, do we want to then start to get the person to be inclined towards deen? Why are we making our task more difficult when we can have our task being so wonderful, so beautiful, and so easy? By adopting the Islamic way, by holding on to our Islamic identity. And inshallah azza wa jal, you are going to attract like-minded people. So if you want to be married to someone who is good, you be good yourself. And if you want the people who are good within your community to be attracted to you, to come to your presence and to want to be with you, then we too need to be good. We too need to hold on to an Islamic identity. We too need to identify as Muslims every time we are asked our name and every time we are in someone's presence. And just by the way we dress, by the way we look, by the way we interact with people, it should be the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will attract like-minded company as well. And once you attract like-minded company, you're going to be encouraged towards goodness that they want to be encouraged towards. So they will encourage you towards it as well. The one who loves salah, you will find that people who love salah love his company. And then how can he move away from salah? Because the people around him are all rushing towards salah. The one who loves the sunnah, he will attract people who love the sunnah. And then how can he move away from the sunnah? Because he has sunnah loving people surrounding him. If he steps one step away from the sunnah, they are all there to pull him back to the way that had attracted them towards him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. There are various benefits of holding on to our Islamic identity. However, even though we are unable to discuss all of them within such a short period of time, you see the benefits, you see the hikmah, you see the wisdom in holding on to this identity, whether it be in our dress, whether it be in our speech, whether it be in our names, or whether it be in our akhlaq. Don't leave your Islamic identity. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us upon the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And until next time, do good, speak good, listen to good, look towards good, continue watching Madani channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and you will continue receiving such beautiful advices to keep you in line as per the beautiful deen of Islam. Until next time, do continue your recitation of salawat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank our viewers for being with us through this beautiful program, and it will continue into further episodes as well. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.